Hey there, green future growers. Thanks for joining us today. If you're new to the show, I hope you'll subscribe on iTunes or your favorite Android app, and let's get growing. Do you love to listen to audio as much as I do? Have you ever tried an audiobook? As a fan of this podcast, you must already enjoy listening to stories just like I do. Well, the Organic Gardener podcast has teamed up with Audible to offer you a free audiobook. Just go to www.organicgardenerpodcast.com/book or just type book into the search bar at theorganicgardenerpodcast.com and you can get entered to get listening to your first audiobook today. Welcome to the Organic Gardener podcast today. It is early morning, Saturday, August 26th for me. Well, probably for my guest. I'm so excited because I'm on the phone with someone in France. And I went to France last year. A lot of you know I went to Paris for the first time. I was terrified. But I went and had a great time all by myself. And so it's so exciting to have somebody on the line. I found this person because I was looking around Kickstarter. And she has a book that I know listeners are going to love because it's called The Dream Garden for Busy People. And you all know I'm a busy person. I know a lot of you are busy people. And so we're excited to hear her. I'm sure she's got great tips because a lot of great gardening comes from France. So welcome to the show. Is it Bita? Bita?
It's Bear. I think it's Bear. It's Bear, like that. So hello, so Matthew, as Jackie mentioned, my name is Bea, I'm in France, I'm a working mom of two, so basically as everyone, that means a lot of things to do and not a lot of time, and this is how I figure out my idea of a book for the Dream Garden or for busy people, the people like me and that would like to have something nice and have an organic garden, but do not have a lot of time. So this is basically, and yeah, that's basically everything.
Well, tell us a little more. All right, so I usually start off the show asking about your very first gardening experience. Like, were you a kid? Were you an adult? Who were you with? What did you grow up?
The very, very first was when I was at the age of my daughter, so around 5. And it was with my parents. They had their own organic garden and they were cultivating their own vegetables and their own plants. So like that, everything was really healthy and without any pesticide, anything like that. And there inside of this garden, I had my own plant, which was the strawberry. So I needed to take care of it, so watering, you know, removing all the unwanted plants which were growing next to my strawberry. So it was something amazing because after this certain amount of days, I could really taste the fruit of my work. So it was, and I think it was the sweetest strawberries that I have ever eaten. So, and this is, yeah, so this was really the first. After all, when I moved to university, where I needed to somehow finish my gardening journey for a moment, because it was impossible to have a garden in dormitory. So, so basically, I didn't do anything. And then when we started our family, we again thought that it would be nice to have the same thing that I have at my home. So really, the very healthy organic garden. And also to show our children that all the fruits and the vegetables, they are not coming from the shop. They are really coming from your work. And yeah, that it's not only that you need to have something that is easy to just go and buy, but you know, it's really the fruit of your work that matters. So this is basically.
This is so exciting. I just have to, like, where in France? Like, in the country, in the city, like?
Nowadays, it's in a country. Nowadays, it's in a country, so now I have the ability to really, redevelop my skills. And it's located next to Poitiers. It's like 200 kilometers from Paris, on south.
Okay, well, the next time, if I ever go back to
Yes, next
Paris, I'm
time
going
you
to
should
come
come.
visit.
You should come definitely. We have a very good countryside, so yes, it's a lot of things to do and a lot of things to see. So
I love
definitely.
this. This is so exciting. All right, so you kind of, is that how you learned how to garden organically from your family, from your parents?
Yeah. Mostly yes, and well, nowadays I'm also learning from my neighbors because yeah, really they are amazing. Me, when I started, it's like 90% of the things that I started, they did it didn't grow, and my neighbors, everything grew nicely. So I'm actually coming to them and asking, okay, and I have this, and I have this problem, and they are like the best book, you know, with all these. All the things that I should do, all the advice, and yeah, that's great. Really, I would say that they are the best book.
And you're writing the book of their tips, right? And going to share it with the rest
Yes,
of
and I'm
us?
checking that those tips with my abilities because yeah, I would say I'm the beginning level. They are the masters. So I'm just actually I'm taking the tips and actually after all I'm trying to. I'm trying them in my beginning level. So to
That's
be
the
sure that everything what they say, it's easy to, you know, to take and just I know starting your by your own. So this is yeah.
I love that. I always tell people when they're like too shy to come on my show, they're like, I don't know enough. And I'm like, beginner gardeners know a lot because they're making those mistakes right then. It's still
Yes,
fresh in their
I've made a
head.
lot of mistakes. So yes, I know.
Well, tell us about something that grew well this year. What's going well this season?
So let's say this year it was really the first year because we moved this year, so I had the first it's the first time since 8 years
Oh.
that I really had the ability to have a garden. So I restarted as I mentioned, with the help of my family and neighbors. So for a moment, the only thing that grew nicely it was my tomatoes and pumpkin. That's I'm proud of. For a moment, they are very nice. I'm making a lot of pictures to have a proof to myself that okay, I succeeded at something. So yes, I have only two, but yeah. So I'm very proud of my pumpkin. I'm just waiting until I will really see the fruits of it, and I will make a pumpkin soup, which was my favorite one, and I will share it with my friends and my neighbors. So like that, my neighbors they can see. Okay, we had that, we had her. So now it's like my thank you.
Aw, I love that. All right, well, what's something you're excited to try next time? Something new or different you're going to do next year?
I would do a lot of different things, I would say, because for a moment, let's say the lot of things that didn't grow, it was because I didn't protect my crops very nicely. So everything, for example, I have a cucumber, which I would really love, and all the seeds. At the very first moment that the seeds start to grow, they were eaten by the birds.
I had that problem this year.
Yes. So
The chickens
everything
ate
I
all of
was
my sunflower seeds.
exactly. I had that with my cucumber, with my carrot, and what was else? Yeah, I think that I have also some yeah another type of tomatoes also. They ate everything, which is good for the birds, but not so nice for me. But okay, I'm really happy for birds and their families. I'm not so happy for my family, but I promise them next year. You know.
So, what are you going to do to keep the birds out next year? How are you going to protect them? Do you have a plan?
Yes, exactly. This is again where my neighbors were very helpful. They told me to actually put a lot of empty bottles, you know, on the stick. So when the wind will blow, the bottles will move. So like that, the movement will actually make birds frightened, and they won't come.
Oh, I wonder
And
if that would
apparently
work
for
with
my
the squirrel.
neighbors, it works. So I will try that also.
All right. Well, I wonder if that'll work with our squirrels. I might go put, and I have wine bottles I've been saving.
I wine, but I don't know. I know about the plastic one.
Oh.
because they you know they need they cannot be very heavy about the so the wind can really move them. So I'm not sure about the wine bottle, but
well, I have lots
you
of
can
plastic
try.
water bottles too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're floating around too. I've kind of been trying to get rid of that
yeah.
stuff. It's hard to recycle in Montana where I live.
Yeah.
And so it seems like there's a place we can take our garbage that's really close to mm-hmm. my house, but the recycling has to go to town. And I don't know. It just seems like it piles up. Plus, my husband and I, we have like 2 bags of recycling for every 1 bag of garbage at our house. We just don't go through
yeah,
that much
same
garbage.
For us.
So,
but here in France, the government is really paying attention to the recycling. So you have like every second or third day of the week, there is a company which is actually taking care of the recycling, which is great. So like that, we don't really have a problem.
I know.
And
what
other
I keep
things,
thinking is, why can't they do that? Like, the whatever day they pick
yeah.
up the garbage, have another day that they just pick up the recycling, and there's going to be less garbage, and there'll be enough recycling. But
well,
I don't know. I need to talk to my commissioner, I guess.
Yes, you need to say, doesn't it?
So,
maybe.
Is that what didn't work so well this season? The cucumbers?
Yeah, but you see, I didn't also plant a lot of things. It was the first year, and I just wanted to see what I remember from my parents, and also to just to start something, and also to start, how to say it, to really show also my children that this is a fun part. You don't only work in the garden, you know, you struggle everything, but it's also a fun part that you go, you seed you put your seeds into the soil, and then you wait, you water, and so on. And this, at this point, I succeed. The only part that didn't work well is at the end, we didn't actually have the carrot and the cucumbers, but this is the next year. So
well,
I'm
that's
sure next year.
Teaching them a lesson
better.
Too in perseverance. That's
yeah, yeah, this
standards.
Is good. I would say. No, at least now, yes, when they have vegetables or fruits even from the market. They more appreciate it, you know. It's the way that they already saw how much work it takes. So now they are also appreciating more the fruits and vegetables, so which is also nice.
Oh, you're such a wonderful mom. Are you a millennial?
No, I was born before. sometime before. Yes.
Really? You sound so young. Millennials are born from 1980 to 1995-ish. 90.
Okay, so because I thought it's more,
okay.
more 1995.
Oh, what happened?
Hello?
So you're right in there. I'd call you another. I love millennials. I'm always raving about the rock star millennials, and you sure sound like you're one of them.
I'm not a rockstar.
Oh, so you might even be, you might be younger than that. You're like almost Generation Z, huh?
No. I would say then I'm the biggest.
Yeah, we'll call you a rockstar millennial. Okay.
Great.
Before we get to the root of things, we're going to thank our sponsors and affiliate links. Organifi Green Juice is a gently dried superfood mix that supports health, mental clarity, while detoxifying your body, all in one delicious drink. What I love about Organifi, it makes me feel great. It's easy. It doesn't take much time. It's full of nutrients and superfoods that I have a hard time getting anywhere else, and it just tastes delicious. Now, as a teacher, you all know that our time is totally limited. I have kids in my classroom from 7:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. So just even using this simple thing can be difficult for me, but I can pull it off and so can you. If you want to feel good and get all your greens in a simple, easy drink, remember you can get a discount as an Organic Gardener podcast listener by entering code OGP16 and Organifi will give you a 15% discount now. So just go to Organifi.com and when you go to checkout, enter code OGP16 and they'll give you 15% off your order anytime. Have you heard the interview I did with Don Rosenberg, who wrote the book No Green Thumb Required: Organic Family Gardening Made Easy? This is one of my favorite books that I've gotten. He's a master gardener with over 20 years of experience and founder and owner of Instant Organic Garden, which is a business that installs raised bed gardens for families. But what I love about this book so much is it's got great things to do with kids. It's got like activities to do with kids all along every page. You know, he talks about, you know, he totally understands gardening when you're working full time. You know, he's got this instant approach to how to build the beds, how to maintain them, how to grow 80% of your food using only 10% of the space. So you can get this book by going to the organicgardenerpodcast.com and clicking on our recommended resources. And that will take you to Amazon, and you could support the Organic Gardener podcast while getting yourself a great read. This is where we get to the part of the show called Getting to the Root of Things. And I'm going to ask you some easier questions, like, what's your least favorite activity to do? Like, is there something you have to force yourself to get out there and do that you don't really like to do?
Actually, no. For a moment,
In the
no. But
garden?
I would say, no, really, it's a time for me to to relax. And really to think about other things to actually to summarize everything that I was doing before. So my gardening is really like a yoga, you know, but in the garden. So this is how I see it. So I
Oh,
don't
I
have
love
anything
that.
that I don't like.
All right. Well, we might call you back in 10 years and see if you change that answer. Jokes. I'm
Yes,
just
maybe.
kidding.
Maybe even next
After
year,
you've
you
been doing
know,
it
when
for
I
a while.
was.
And your garden's taken over your whole yard and it's huge and you're sweating and you're going,
Exactly.
ah. No, I'm only
Yes.
kidding. I love
Nowadays,
that.
I would like to. I wanted to have a yoga, right? So yes, probably then I will choose something else. No, but for a moment, really, it's like an adventure, a little bit coming back to my childhood. So yeah,
Aw,
that's
this is
great.
beautiful. And then on the flip side, what's your favorite activity to do in the garden?
Actually, it's collecting the fruits of my work. So basically, if something works and grows nicely, then yes, this is my favorite part. You know, you go to the garden and you can eat tomatoes or okay, pumpkin. You need to boil before, but the things that you can just go to the garden and eat your fruits or vegetables directly. You don't need to go to
Harvesting, excellent.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you speak wonderful English. Trust me, I like when I went to Paris, like for years, I've been dying to teach French, speak French. So I watch all the Harry Potter movies in French. I watch movies in French all the time, thinking,
I see.
well, I've watched the Harry Potter movies so many times, I should know what they're gonna say. So I'll be listening, and my head's just gonna translate it. I don't think I will ever be able to speak French, and I could barely understand it.
No,
And it was
it's not very
so
difficult.
you're
It's yeah.
oh well, you speak very good English. Is speaking English difficult? I teach kids how to speak English, and it's hard for them to learn. I can't even imagine trying to learn English if I grew up speaking a different language. There's so
Actually, I
many
grew up
crazy
speaking a
rules, and
different
nothing
language
makes
than English.
sense. And oh.
Sorry, could you repeat?
I said, what did I say? I said that there's so many crazy rules and things are changing and there's all these exceptions and it's like, why can't we just speak like phonics? Like I'm texting. I'm like ready to say, forget all these rules. And the kids get
Yes,
frustrated.
yes,
I get
yes.
frustrated. I'm moving up to fourth
I
grade
know.
this year though. No more teaching kids how to sound out the or is or mad or sad or no more little words. I'm so excited. So,
I
what's the best gardening advice you've ever received from all these wonderful neighbors
If it
or
didn't
from
grow
anyone?
first time, try again. This is the best advice. Just
That's
keep
excellent.
trying, and
And I love.
normally. Yeah?
You have the best attitude. You're just so, it's gonna work. And I think gardeners are like that. Like when something doesn't work, we have like these minds like, I'm gonna make it work next year. Oh, I know what I did wrong. And you can't hardly wait till the next season to get it going. So
actually, I'm doing the same. I'm making notes, you know?
Yeah. And you're gonna share them with us. That's the best.
Exactly.
What made you?
This is my purpose.
What made you go to Kickstarter?
It was my husband. Actually, because me, I was frustrated that there is no really book for me, you know, that really you have the list of bulletproof plans that you even if you don't have time and you can just, sometimes you forget about them, you just water them, they will grow. You know, this was my dream book, and I never find something like that. Usually it was, okay, it will be easy, and after all, a lot of information was were missing, so I wasn't able to really reproduce the information that I got in the book. And a lot of blogs, it was the information, I put a seed into the soil and it grow. Yeah. It was very, very positive, you know. After all, I spent like several hours and I didn't find good information. So this is why I thought, okay, well, I would like to have a book which will have all this information that, you know, with the pictures and all this. Okay, if it didn't work, probably it was this, but you can change that by doing this. And if you don't have any, like me, you are a beginner, you start with this kind of plants. So then whatever, it's a garden or balcony, whatever, you will succeed. And after all, you can go on the further level. This is my idea.
And that's an excellent idea. And, you know, they always say, write the book you want to read. I think that was
exactly. This is why I thought about the book.
I love it. And good for you for getting out there and doing it. So what's your favorite tool? If you had to move again, what could you not live without?
A shovel. I would say a shovel. Yeah. To remove all the plants that I don't like them.
Have you heard of a broad fork?
No.
It's kind of a really, really wide pitchfork. And it actually was invented in France. I think they call it a grenelette. There's a farmer in Canada. His name is Jean Martin Fortier, and he's a big market farmer. He sells to like farmers markets and things, and he talks about it. His gardens are named after it. So you might, once you find a broad fork, you might be like, this is my favorite tool.
Oh yes, I can see it. Actually, yeah, that would be nice, because otherwise you need to, you know, have a proper stick and everything.
That's, I never heard because of one until I started my podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. We love it. I'm thinking of getting us two because my husband has like a mini farm and then we have our regular garden up by the house. And I'm thinking we just need one in both places because we have been using it summer long. We just got ours in April. I never knew what it was either. Now we're both like, how could we live without this all these years? What's your favorite recipe you like to cook from the garden? And it could be like,
it's a pumpkin soup.
Market. Like, what's your favorite? Oh, tell us about the pumpkin soup.
But yeah, to start, apparently there's plenty of different recipes. But I have my one for my mom, which got it from her mom. So, you know, it's like more historical, recipe. Which is made only of pumpkin and which is boiled with milk. So basically, you have a milk soup, with the pumpkin, which is smashed like a potatoes. When you mix it properly, it has it's great. So I really love it. My children, I've made it. I prepared it twice, because in France it's quite difficult to get the proper pumpkin. So it's usually you only have this pumpkin, you know, like United States, you have the pumpkin that you can prepare this Halloween decorations. But it's not the same pumpkin that you can, after all, boil and prepare a soup or a pie. At least in France, so it's quite difficult to find a proper pumpkin. This is why I also start my pumpkin in my garden. So like that, I can really prepare a soup. So yes,
so,
I would
and
say
that's
the...
it, just pumpkin and milk. Do you put like onions, or do you saute onions
No,
or
nothing
anything with
else.
it?
No.
Or
This one is
just
you just
pumpkins
add
and milk?
sugar. This is the only thing, and after all, you can either eat with pasta or by itself. So you see, really easy, nothing inside except the pumpkin, exactly, and a little bit of milk. So I really love it. I'm just waiting until September.
I love
I hope my
cooking
pumpkin.
pumpkin and
Yes, me also. But for a moment, I only have the very nice flowers in my pump. So I'm waiting.
Yeah, we have a hard time growing pumpkins here.
I was wondering why you have problems with the pumpkin. Yeah.
Well, so my husband and I are in Montana, which is a very colder climate, and just getting
I
them
see.
to get ripe before it freezes is just very difficult.
I see.
How about a favorite internet resource? Where do you like to look on the internet?
So as I told you, for a moment, I really look for my neighbor's ideas because on internet, I've never found the blog or the internet information, like an internet book, that I will have on the information. But for a moment, for example, I've never found your podcast before. So, and when I started to look at it before our interview, I find it very interesting. There is also a lady from, I think, from France also, that is also creating their own garden. I don't remember her name, but it was also another podcast about her work and all the different adventures that she had creating her garden. So yeah, I would say that this is something that I also need to have, like, a part of my neighbors, other people, the real people, not only the book that you only have few sentences, or the blog that you only have few sentences. Yeah, it works.
You want to give them directions. How does this work? How
exactly.
To do this? Well, maybe you should start a podcast too.
I will
once
first
you get your website
start with
up.
My maybe website, I will prepare it in the way that I would like to read websites. So maybe it will be helpful for others. Or it's only me and I'm just so not. Not good at gardening, but it's only for me that it didn't work, which is also possible. But let's see.
But that's the best story.
Mm.
How you're making it work, how you're learning.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great. And especially, I love the part that you're a busy person. So do you want to tell us, like, any secrets that your neighbors are doing? Like, how about one secret that you've learned to help, like, a busy person?
Well, the thing is with them, they are not busy people. Because mostly they are on their retirement. But the thing is that because of that, they already tested several different things because they had the time for that. So now they are very good at things because they tested, and now they are straight away they are able to say, okay, the tomatoes, they didn't grow because you didn't fertilize it properly. For example, this is what my neighbor taught me. It's a fertilizer it's one kind of fertilizer that you should use, and normally the tomatoes will grow. The other said about these bottles, that you need to put bottles, and like that the birds will go away. So this kind of things, the others say, when should be the watering time be? So whether it's in the morning, afternoon, or in the evening, depending on the plant that I had. So for me now it's fast and easy because I can just go to them and say, okay, I have this problem, and they are very quickly, because they already spent this time that I don't have. So yeah, this is
excellent. Très bien, right? How about, do you have a favorite reading material? Like, have you found any books that you liked at all?
Yeah, I have one, but I would say that the title won't say anything because it's my native language. So anyway, the book, the direct translation is Plants in Your Garden. The Plants and the Herbs in Your Garden. So basically it's like 100 different plants and herbs that potentially should work in your garden. So it's a lot of information, a lot of information about what you will do with them when they grow, but not a lot of information how to grow them. So it's like a half of my
like
information.
A cookbook.
No. It's a cookbook, but it's more like if they start to grow, how you should protect them. But you see, for example, inside there was nothing like that my neighbors told me. So it was more like...
On my show...
Oh, okay.
It's all about the soil. I was going to say, if we've learned anything, everything grows, it starts with healthy soil. So it sounds like your neighbors are telling you kind of the same thing. You need,
Put
something in your soil. It needs a little boost.
Exactly.
Just say the name of the book in your native language, though, once. Because there might be other people out there that listen. I mean, I have almost 300 listeners in France, according to my download stats.
But my native language is Polish, not French.
Oh, it is?
But, yeah. I'm living in France since 10 years now, I think. But now I'm coming from Poland. I think it's quite easy to detect that in my accent, but... yeah.
Well, maybe someone in France would detect it, but...
That's very nice of you.
I think you have a lovely accent. And for me, I just can't even imagine. See, here you speak two languages. How crazy is that? So, do you have... are you ready for my final question, then?
Yeah, I think.
It goes like this. It's a big doozy. I hope you're looking at it.
Okay.
If there's one change you would like to see to create a greener world, what would it be? We'll just stick with that. What do you think should be the biggest change that we could do to create a greener world?
I think really to explain people that the having the plants is very easy. So like that, everyone will have something green at their home, you know, not artificial one. But if you will convince people that, okay, having plants and the plant, it's easy. And you show them, okay, this is the direct way you do A, B, C, D, and then you have a nice greenish part in your balcony. This is the part, I would say. Because, for example, my friends, whenever I ask them their opinion about plants, they say, no, it's a lot of work. No, I don't have time. You know, this is, and they prefer to buy artificial plant to have something nice at home. But I would say that it's the only thing is to change the opinion of people, change the thinking of people in the direction that, okay, it's easy. So like that, everyone will have something. And I think this will make more greenish world, especially your private world, I would say. Maybe not on a big scale, but, you know, in your neighbor environment.
Okay, you know what we didn't talk about? Tell people about your Kickstarter campaign, like how they can find it, how they can support it.
Okay.
Is it still running?
Yeah, it is running until October. Yeah, I started now because...
Okay, cool.
Okay. So the Kickstarter idea is to create a book which is called, as you say, the Dream Garden for Busy People. And the idea behind that is to really find, to prepare the bulletproof list of plans that are really bulletproof for any person, especially like me, so the really very beginner level, and to find a plan that really will grow. Whatever you forget about them, you don't have time, because everyone, as you said, everyone is working nowadays, a crazy hour, so it's very difficult to follow, sometimes to think about the watering plans. The idea was to have really the plants that will grow, and even if you forget about them, you will have something green in your house. About the support, so basically any support like $1, it will be great, because the idea behind it is that I would like to really to see whether my idea of having a book really has a positive impact, will have a positive impact or will have a positive review from the people. So if I have people that are even giving me $1, it means that it's not only my crazy idea, and there is really someone else who would like to have this kind of information. So basically you can donate from one to how much, as much as you want, but really $1 will be also great. I really appreciate that.
Can you only donate $1 on Kickstarter, though? I think, isn't there minimum $10?
No, you can donate more. You can donate $5. For example, me, I put like, if you donate $5, you will receive this book as a PDF or in a hard cover version, so a printed one. Or for someone, we also put the price, which is the if you donate $50 and or more, you can be the co-author of this book. So your name will be you will be actually on the cover of this book. I don't know. Maybe some people would like to have this, you know, saying, okay, I was the somehow helping in creating this book. So this was another idea to somehow say thank you to the people that are supporting my idea.
Well, you got to get a website attached to it, but you're working on that.
Yeah. This is why I think that it's mostly the fact that it's not so visible, you know, and not a lot of people know about that. So maybe it's also the reason why. But still, I have a lot of time now. Another 1 month, so I would say a lot of time.
And you should put a few pictures from your garden, just like on the about
page. Believe
me,
I'm taking my pictures. Even today in the morning,
I'll
took them of my pumpkin. So like that, yeah. Aww. That's a positive.
I love this. All right, well, do you just have an inspirational tip or quote to help motivate listeners to reach into the dirt and start their own garden?
Just start, and then the fun will come.
That's perfect. All right, so if they want to connect with you right now, they're going to go to your Kickstarter campaign, and I'm going to put the link to that in my show notes. And then do you know
Great.
What your blog or your website's going to be called when it starts yet, or not?
I would try to name it in the same way as a book, so like that it will be easy, you know, to connect the dots. So, yeah. Okay. Dream Garden for
people
like that.
Do you have a Facebook
that.
Page or anything?
No. I'm starting also Instagram. So I thought maybe Instagram, it would be also nice to show pictures, you know, instantly. I will make a picture, okay, let's go. Look, this is my pumpkin. So I thought about that also.
So do you have any...
No,
did you
no,
make
no.
an Instagram? Do you have like a name? Okay.
No, I will.
All right.
Will
well, we'll put the start. Links to the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah. Anyway, I will
on my show notes
upgrade my Kickstarter information also, because I was thinking about Instagram, but I wasn't really sure whether it's, you know, for me it's a good idea, but I'm not sure whether everyone would like to see pictures of pumpkin or any other plants, but.
Oh yeah,
But for sure.
Instagram's big for gardeners. Definitely. Instagram and Facebook seem to be the two big ones. So
Okay, so I
I would do
was,
I try to do both, but it's hard, but
yeah,
definitely.
but
Well,
I will
thank
try.
you so much for talking with us today. It's so exciting
Thank
to
you for
hear
your
about your
time.
project, and I'm just so glad you could share with us. I know you're going to be successful, and you're such a great mom. Your kids
Thank
are
you.
so lucky. So keep up
I
the
hope
good
you will
work,
come
and
again to France, so then we can meet. So next time you are
all
in
right.
Paris,
Well, it
tell
would
me.
be fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I will show you
You
the
have a
garden
great
of my
day.
neighbors. You too.
Do you love to listen to audio as much as I do? Have you ever tried an audio book? As a fan of this podcast, you must already enjoy listening to stories just like the other Green Future Growers. Well, the Organic Gardener podcast has teamed up with Audible to offer you a free audio book. Just go to www.organicgardenerpodcast/book or type book into the search bar at theorganicgardenerpodcast.com and you can get listening to your first audiobook today. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening and remember to grow.